A Muslim of Pakistani descent is about to become the leader of the Scottish government today. Hamza Youssef, currently Scotland's health secretary, is the person making British history. For more, we turn to NPR's Frank Langford, who is following the story from London. Frank, help put this in perspective for us. Tell us a little bit about Youssef.
He has served as health secretary, and before he was also transport minister. And his grandparents came to the UK in the 1960s. His grandfather worked at a Singer sewing machine factory outside of Glasgow. And now he's only 37 years old, Youssef. He's almost certain to be elected today. And he's going to become the youngest person and the first ethnic minority to run Scotland, which is about 96% white. And there was this really striking line yesterday that I saw from a source of mine who said, you know, when King Charles has his coronation in May, he's going to be inviting a British prime minister, Rishi Sunak, who is of Indian descent, and now the Scottish first minister of Pakistani descent. And, you know, when you think about the colonial history and some of the racism that South Asians have faced here, it's definitely a milestone.
Yeah, so I imagine the British press is giving Youssef's identity a lot of coverage.
No, it's not. That's what's really interesting, eh? It's actually not. Most of the coverage is really about Scottish and national politics. Scottish politics are fascinating. And this is true also to some extent when Sunak, who's a Hindu, when he became prime minister, the coverage was much of the same. And I think this is, while it is a milestone, this is not out of the blue. People of South Asian descent have been in positions of power for quite some time here. And so this seems kind of pretty normal and kind of evolutionary.
All right, so let's get into the politics then. What's on his agenda?
Yeah, so Youssef, he's leader of the Scottish National Party, which has dominated politics in Scotland for a really long time. And their biggest priority is Scottish independence. And this is how Youssef put it yesterday.
We want to return to the European Union and play our part in building a continent that's based on human rights, on peace, prosperity, and social justice. We will be the generation that delivers independence for Scotland.
Now, that's what Youssef says, but that's going to be a big challenge. The UK government has refused to allow Scotland to hold the independence referendum. Polls show that more Scots are actually against leaving the UK than are for it. And there are a number of reasons for that. They've seen how difficult it's been for the UK to leave the EU. You know, the whole Brexit process has been incredibly fraught. And there are also concerns that Scotland, which has a population of like 5.5 million, that they financially just wouldn't be able to afford to go it alone outside the United Kingdom.
Now, Youssef is replacing Nicola Sturgeon, who had dominated Scottish politics. Does he have her popularity or even her presence?
No, he really doesn't, and almost nobody does. I mean, Sturgeon, I've followed her on the stump over the years. She is one of the most – was, as she's now retiring from that job. She's one of the most skilled politicians in the entire country. And Youssef, this is really interesting. He only won the Scottish National Party's top job with 52% of the vote. And there were quite a few attacks from his rivals, which is unusual because the Scottish National Party is famously disciplined. But they had ammunition. You know, when Youssef was health minister, there were record waiting times here, which in fairness you see around the UK. But as head of transport, there were also troubles with aging ferries on the Western Island. So also last year, membership plunged about 30%. So Youssef has a lot of work, I think, ahead to unify and energize the party and try to maintain its dominance up in Scotland with the next elections, which they're coming about 2024.
That's NPR's Frank Langford in London. Frank, thank you.
Hey, happy to do it.